It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. Did I do something different? Didn't change to the sweater, did I? Mm-mm. You know why? Because I'm going to take you someplace else today. Yep. Earlier today, I went by in my neighborhood to see Mr. Zandries. Do you remember him? He's the man who blows the glass. I'll show you where he lives on this map. Here's where we are here. And over here is where Mr. Zandries lives. So what we're going to do in a little bit is to go from my house down the street over here and go right to his glass blowing shop, which is right in there. Uh-huh. What would you think about that? Should we go together? Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay and stay. Let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Together's the way I like the best. I like to be with you. I like the things you explain to me, the things you show me to do. Hello, fish. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay, let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. Oh, some days it's good to play alone, but sometimes I get bored. There's just so much you can do yourself with a ball or a doll or a sword. But whenever I hear you've got some time and want me to be with you, I wonder how you knew, 'cause that's what I wanted to. Let's go right away, go somewhere today. Let's be together and stay, let's go together today, right away. Let's be together today. We are together, aren't we? Sure. Now, shall we go to Mr. Zandries's? I want to tell you one thing that he's making. He's making a glass bicycle for Mr. McFeely, sort of an ornament. I saw him just beginning with the one wheel earlier today, so I thought maybe you'd like to see how he blows some more of the glass, and maybe he's getting the bicycle finished. Let's go and see, okay? Now we just go down the street. You know the way. If you get there first, you just go in, okay? See you there.
Come in.
Mr. Zendwees.
Hello, Mr. Rogers.
I don't want to bother you, but I did want to see how you were coming with the bicycle.
I'm just about finished. You're coming in the right time.
Oh, it's beautiful. Didn't that take you a long time to make that? You had just a little bit of it done when I saw you before.
It was not too bad. About a half an hour. Okay.
Oh, that's gorgeous. A glass bicycle for Mr. McFeely.
Yes.
It's sort of just a decoration, isn't it?
Yes, he could. The wheels do not turn.
Uh-huh.
Just for looking at. I hope Mr. McPhee likes it.
You can be sure he will, because he's always on his bicycle. Speedy delivery, Mr. McPhee, you know, and he goes down the street.
As he's going fast.
Yeah. And there you are, a craftsman with glass and making him this. He doesn't know about it, does he?
No. It is going to be a surprise for him.
Oh, good. You know, every time I come, I like to ask you if you would blow a ball for me. Because I just love to see the way you go, and then out comes a glass ball.
I have to say, it is very nice to look at it, to see those things shape.
A glass blower. You put a cork in the end.
Yes, I have to blow. I'm a glass blower. I blow into the glass when the glass is hot. And that way I'm making a little ball.
And that's a tube, isn't it?
That's a round tube, yes. It's about the right size for the kind of ball I want to make. You know what I want to do? I want to show you how I make something like this. And if you will hold this place, I will make one more ball. And you can see a little bit how the inside is made of that.
Ah.
It is in cooler. Glass flows on, goes on the outside, the wall in between. And it cools off the. See?
Uh-huh. Look at that.
And then...
Can you make them all along there?
Yes, I can. I can.
To get the glass very hot before you can blow it, huh?
Yes, and you have to watch yourself that you do not burn your nose or your fingers.
Oh, I'm sure you have to keep away from it. But it takes lots of practice, doesn't it? How long have you been working with the glass?
I have been working with this in Holland for 5 years and here in the United States for another 8 years.
8 and 5 is 13 years.
13 years, that's right.
And look at all of them.
You want me to make some more?
Would you?
I will make a big one on the end.
Yeah. Did you study with somebody in Holland?
Sometimes you get all kind of funny shapes out of this, you know. It is so very accidental. You cannot predict what it will become. Yeah. That I like very much about this.
Oh, that's just beautiful. Oh, it's so fragile, isn't it?
But You see, this end now, that is how it looks like when I seal it into here.
I see.
See, there's a little bit flared out, and it fits just nicely in this tubing, and then I seal it exactly here on the end.
Are these things for scientific experiments?
They are for scientific experiments, that's right. I have a bigger one behind us.
Oh, that one, oh my.
Over here. And that is made out of a larger tubing than I have in my hand. And the balls are made larger too. And they are again sealed over here on both ends. And then we connect this part and we blow this. I blow this bulb on the bottom. The same way as I made this bulb on here, only this ball is thicker.
I see.
You cannot break this ball. Not as easy. No. Unless you drop it.
But all glass does break, doesn't it?
It does, yes.
Oh, I just love those things to see. I know that they're used in very complicated scientific experiments.
Indeed, Miss Otis.
Oh,
come in.
Oh, Lady Amberlin.
Hello, Mr. Zandis.
How do you do?
I'm fine, thank you. I've come to ask a favor.
Oh?
Do you have any Excelsior?
Yes, I do. I do.
I want to show you something.
Oh, a bicycle.
For Mr. McCleaver.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just beautiful.
Mr. Zandris
like
made
it.
Oh, it's lovely.
A glass bike. Don't you think you'll like it?
Oh, I do.
Is
and
it enough?
This is, oh, perfect. Daniel's made a present, and it's very fragile, so we don't want it to break. I've got
no.
to go to make-believe now.
Okay, have a good time.
Thanks ever so much.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a good trip to make-believe, Lady Evelyn.
Bye. Goodbye.
Bye. She often visits there in make-believe, you know.
Yes.
I must be off myself now,
I'm
but
sorry,
I want to thank
Rogers.
You.
I'm glad you stopped by.
Well, I'm sure you'll be giving this to Mr. McPhee.
I will tomorrow.
His birthday
yes.
tomorrow. Thank you, Mr. Zandri.
Bye, Mr. Rogers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
How'd you like that? Seeing that glass blower. It's really something you have to practice at, isn't it? Boy, he's been working at that 13 years. Mr. McFeely is really going to like that bicycle. What a surprise it'll be for him tomorrow. You know, there are lots of things around every house that are made of glass. Mm-hmm. What about this fish aquarium? It's got glass. Sure. And you can see through it because it has glass. What about this? These are all glass. Mm-hmm. Fragile. What about the telescope? If you've ever seen a real telescope, you've seen that there's glass in here, mm-hmm, and glass in here. And most of these things are packed in Excelsior. You know the stuff that Lady Amberlin asked Mr. Zandris for? She wanted some Excelsior to pack something that Daniel has made. Why don't we just look into make-believe and see if Lady Amberlin's there yet? You there, Lady Amberlin? Is it time for the trolley? There's Daniel's clock. There's the fountain. And the museum go round. X's tree and Henrietta's house. There's the factory. And there's the trolley. Trolley with his whistle. Come on in, Trolley. Hi, Trolley. How are you? Guess what, Trolley? Mr. Zandrice made a glass bicycle for Mr. McFeely for his birthday tomorrow. Yeah, we watched him do some of it. Uh-huh. Well, Lady Aberlin's on her way to the make-believe, so I think maybe we should just go in and see if she's there yet.
Hello, Trolley. Yes, I know it's tomorrow.
Ah, bonjour.
Bonjour, grand-père.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Comment ça va?
Oh, très bien, ma petite. Et toi?
Très bien, merci. Grand-père?
Oui?
I need something from your machine.
Qu'est-ce que vous voulez?
I need a box. I've got the Excelsior, but I need a box.
A box?
Yes. A box? Something to put this in, because I want to help Daniel wrap his present for Mr. McFeely.
Oh, speedy delivery.
Oui. Speedy delivery. Mr. McFeely is having a birthday tomorrow.
Oh.
And I'm trying to help. And I need a box.
A box. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire? A
box. Yes, to put this in.
Oh, une boîte.
Is that how you say box? Une boîte?
Oui. Une boîte. Demandez-la à la machine.
Oh.
Une boîte.
Une boîte.
Machine.
Machine, une boîte, s'il vous plaît.
La voilà.
Oh, wonderful.
Une boîte.
And it's just the perfect size for Daniel's glass.
Très bien, très bien.
Oh, regardez.
Oh, regardez, c'est très bien, ça.
Yes, oh, it's wonderful, grand-père.
Et maintenant, vous avez votre boîte.
Ah oui, merci, grand-père.
Je vous en prie.
Merci, machine.
Merci, machine.
Au revoir, grand-père.
Au revoir, ma petite. Qu'est-ce que ça veut dire?
Au revoir.
Oh, très bien,
la machine. Au revoir, machine.
Au revoir, dit la
oh,
machine.
Oh, c'est merveilleux. Au revoir, grand-père.
Au revoir.
Merci bien.
Au revoir. Au revoir.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin.
I got it.
Oh, good.
Look.
Oh, a box and... Oh.
Excelsior.
Ooh, is that ever nice and soft.
Yes, I got it from Mr. Zandries.
Ooh, I guess he uses a lot of that for his glass things.
Uh-huh. And the box? Mm-hmm. I got from Grandpere's tower. And, you know, he has the machine there.
Oh, yeah, well, how did you ask for it?
I said to the machine, une boîte, s'il vous plaît.
Une boîte?
Yes.
That's
the word.
Box.
It popped out.
Oh, it's fun the way it slides down, isn't it?
Yes.
Well, I'll go get the glass.
Oh, I can't wait to see
I've got it all finished.
Oh, great.
Just a minute. Here it is. I want you to see how I wrote Mr. McFeely on it.
Oh.
There. There's a little smudge right under the F there.
Mr. McFeely is going to love it, Daniel.
I like
you
it,
you made it all by yourself.
Yeah, I really like it, too. Oh, you know, when you work real hard on something, well, you feel close to it.
It's beautiful.
Well, I worked on it the whole day.
Mm.
Do you think Mr. McFeely will mind the smudge right in there?
Well, I can...
Oh, I broke. Thank you.
course you're sad, Daniel. You wanted it to be just right.
And now I won't have anything for Mr. McFeely.
Yes, you will, Daniel. You know what?
What?
Just a minute. Come here.
What do you mean I'll have something?
You know that other glass you have? The plain one?
The one without any writing on it?
It's just like that one. How about that?
Well, I wanted to have writing on it. And I could never finish another one in time.
Well, maybe not by yourself, but I could help you.
You could?
Sure.
You know what?
What?
This time I might even make a better one.
Of course you could. You had a lot of good practice with that one.
Maybe I can make one that doesn't even have a smudge on it.
Oh, Daniel, you'll make a beautiful one for Mr. McFeely. We'll make one.
You and I.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay? And right now, do you have a little broom? And a dustpan?
Yes.
Would you bring them up? Thank you.
You're gonna clean up the pieces?
So no one gets cut?
Yeah.
Okay.
To walk by and hurt his paw or his foot.
Oh, you're right. There, I think that does it.
Will you come into my clock and we can work in the tick-tock room?
I'd be happy to. Will you take the box down?
Sure.
Just a moment. It's very light. It needs a glass inside.
It'll get one.
Good.
With Mr. McFeely's name right on it.
Right.
And not have a smudge, maybe.
I'm sure. I just have a feeling, Daniel, that this one won't.
Good. See you in the TikTok room.
See you inside.
Sometimes glass things get broken. And you really feel bad about it. But the very same things that get broken sometimes are the very same things that don't get broken sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? Did you ever have anything like that that got broken? Did it make you feel sad? Daniel was so sad. And I bet angry, too. Make you feel angry when you broke something and you didn't really mean to? I'm so glad that Daniel has Lady Aberlin for a friend. Friends surely do help. She cleaned up the pieces so nobody would get hurt. And she said, I'll help you make another one. And Daniel said, maybe the next one will be better. Mr. McFeely, won't he be glad to get something that Daniel made for him? And he'll be getting the bicycle, too, that Mr. Zandris made. And I'm going to finish that basket by tomorrow for the front of his bike. All of this, oh boy, all of this for him. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a surprise, too. A good surprise. Yeah. You know, we promised that we'd sing him a song. We told him, you come by, Mr. McFeely, and we'll sing you a song. So why don't we sing a song about its being a special day? I'll sing it first, and then you can sing it with me, okay? Today is a very special day. A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day. Mm-hmm. And it'll be special because it's his birthday. Now, what about you? Will you sing it with me? Today is a very special day. A very, very, very special day. A very, 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 very special day. And you'll be ready for that special day, which will be tomorrow, won't you? Mm-hmm. Because we'll all be here and ready for Mr. McFeely's big birthday. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day special. Mm-hmm. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person like you. Yes, sir. I'll see you tomorrow for the birthday. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET, the National Educational Television Network.